why, there we go, being in the New Testament kingdom of God is better than the former. And here in the, and he just gets done with a description of being at Mount Sinai and how terrifying that was. And here in verse 25 of Hebrews chapter 12, it says, "See that you do not refuse him who speaks, for they did not escape him who refused him who spoke on earth. Much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace, by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire." So in verse 28 there of Hebrews chapter 12, the ESV says, let us be grateful that we are of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. I feel like that's a fitting verse given this weekend, being Thanksgiving. I know it's typically cliche to talk about giving thanks on Thanksgiving, but I do find it significant that we still live in a time where our country has set aside a weekend to pause and to reflect on what it is that we have to be grateful for. And however often that holiday has been, you know, twisted for different political or divisive purposes, the fact remains that that's still the purpose and main focus of the holiday, and people still go home to celebrate it. And however, even in some positive environments of the Thanksgiving holiday, often, especially in America, the discussions can often turn materialistic, right? We start talking about this thing and that thing we're grateful for, and things are obviously okay to be grateful for. There's nothing wrong with being grateful and grateful to God for the materials that we have. And, you know, Jesus asked God for food and blessed the food whenever he was eating. We have recordings of lots of prayers like that. But this passage in particular, especially this weekend, to me, is a reminder that we have what we have to be thankful for goes much deeper than a lot of the things we tend to spew off at first. Things like living in a first world country with freedom, or the abundance of food, or the ability to travel, or clothes, or media, or property, or whatever else. Obviously, all those things are very, very good, and good things from God that we ought to be thankful for. But at the end of the day, they are shakable. And they are only a result and an extension of a greater and deeper blessing we have with or without those comforts around us. If they were all to disappear today, we could still be grateful, according to this passage, because we are of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And that is our greatest blessing. And that's something I often need to be more mindful of. And it's a thought that makes me wonder, how often have I come to God thanking him for all these things I think are important to me, but at the end of the day, I have perhaps maybe even too materialistic of a prayer, and I forget to thank him for things like his forgiveness and his mercy. So this is the part of the service where we offer a brief invitation for someone who wants to obey the kingdom of God and be a part of that kingdom of God that is unshakable. And that's why I brought this up tonight, just to remind us that at the end of the day is the core thing that we ought to be grateful for. So if you're someone who has material comforts or is in pursuit of them, but you know that something is wrong and you know that you need to enter that kingdom through water baptism, or if you're someone who needs the help of this congregation and you want to get back to serving God acceptably, like it says here, well, I would point out how at the end of verse 12, it does say our God is a consuming fire, but at the beginning of chapter 13, immediately after, it says, let brotherly love continue. And so we intend tonight to show brotherly love moving forward out of that gratefulness we have. So if you'd like to step into an aisle and make your way to the front, we invite you to do so as we stand and sing.